This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me for The Scoop with Tanya Flanagan. I'm so happy you decided to wake up and start your day with me. Here on The Scoop, where we talk about life, joy, funny moments, trending topics, and so much more. We promise to keep you in the know and find out what you know. So, let's get started. Good morning, Las Vegas, and welcome to another edition of The Scoop with me, Tanya Flanagan. Thank you for waking up this morning and joining us here on KUNV 91.5, Radio Jazz and More. We are so delighted to be here once again this week to have a great conversation. I hope you will find it enlightening and helpful information that either you can use or that you can share. Today, I have two wonderful people in with me this morning to talk about community give back and the community enrichment program that's going to be going on. I have the co-founders of an organization called Barbers Arc. Barbers Arc, Barbers Acts of Random Kindness. And we're going to be talking today about how this came about. So I'd like to welcome to the studio two gentlemen, Osiris and Tommy. Osiris, tell us a little bit about you, your whole name, where you come from, things like that.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Osiris Lynch. I'm one of the co-founders of Barbers Arc, Barbers Act of Random Kindness. Originally, I was born and raised in the Philippines by way of Hawaii, and we moved out here in 1994. And I've been a licensed barber since 2006. And just lately, this past year, my co-founder and I decided to start this nonprofit organization, Barbers Arc.
And we have also in the studio his co-founder, Tommy Frias. Tommy, tell us a little bit about you and how you and Osiris came together. And then we're going to dive into what Barbers Arc is all about and just get to know you and allow the listeners to get to know you, too, and hear about your upcoming event, which is going to be great. Awesome.
My name is Tommy. I met Osiris about almost 2 years ago, and I'm a fellow barber, and I had just moved out here from Colorado, and I needed a quick cut, and he was, you know, my local barber, so I stopped in, we chit-chatted, you know, kind of had a lot in common. I liked him, I liked the cut, and you know, I've been going to him ever since, and you know, since then, you know, we've been kind of making moves together and figuring out how we can better our community.
That's awesome. Speaking of bettering the community, I know there's an event coming up in about a week. So to dig into that, or before we dig into it, one of the things you guys are focusing on is doing haircuts for kids and helping families that have children that are not able to afford to get their hair cut, allowing them the opportunity to have a haircut. And so I think that's pretty awesome that you're willing to do that. And so your first event is coming up in about a week, and let's talk about that. So our Barbers Arc of Random Kindness is partnering with some community partners, some different groups. I know it's going to be exciting. It's going to be Sunday, March 24th. From 12 to 4, so it's a four-hour window of an opportunity for families, moms, dads, whatever, to come out with their sons as needed in special circumstances where you need a little help to get your, you know, your kid's hair cut, to get a haircut. So what are we doing?
Yeah, so I want to send a special thanks to Deshaun from In the Game Barbershop, who's allowing us to have this pop-up event located on Craig and Camino El Norte. From there, we're gonna have giveaways, music, and, you know, some beverages and refreshments, and that'll allow us to entertain and give out some free haircuts to some children around the neighborhood.
Well, I'm excited because I'm going to be there too. I'm excited to be a part of this with you, actually, which is also another great reason for why we're talking about it today. And yes, huge shout outs to Deshaun over at In the Game Barbershop at 1306 West Craig Road to Big Sack, where you mentioned that basically the intersection of Craig, and it's where MLK turns into Camino al Norte. And super huge kudos to him. Reached out to a friend when you came to me, because we had the pleasure of meeting through a mutual friend, right, who brought this to me and said, hey, I think there might be a chance to work together. I know these guys and they want to do this, you know, deal where they do haircuts for kids. Would you like to get on board with this? And I thought, let's talk about it. It sounds great. And so I was really happy to be able to do so. And it's been really a pleasure ever since we met. And this has all started to come together in about a month, roughly, maybe, if it's even really been that long. And I just feel like it's a great friendship that is forging and some good work that we're going to be able to do. Will this be the first time you guys, so is this the kickoff?
This will
be the first pilot?
The very first public thing that we've done. We've already worked with recovery centers and sober living facilities.
Okay. That's exciting. So I am super excited to be a part of the first time that you guys are doing this for the community. And I'm looking forward to working together to do it again and again. I know there's a couple other barbershops who've already reached out to me after hearing about what, you know, you guys were doing, is that they would like to get on board and be involved. So bringing this to different parts of the community is going to be huge all over the valley. Like we said, this first one's happening in North Las Vegas, but we expect more to happen in North Las Vegas and in Central Las Vegas on the east side, a little bit west. So this is just going to be really cool. And I know there were some conversations about targeting kids in foster care.
Yes.
And then also people in recovery. So this is a really, it's an interesting combination of people that you're identifying for the need. Tell me a little bit more about where the passion comes from for wanting to tap into people who are in like the recovery space.
That part, it'd be mine. You know, so when I first came out here, I was kind of getting my life together, and I didn't really know what my next step was. And you know, so, you know, I started working in recovery. I'm proud to say that I am in recovery. And
congratulations.
And yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
And you know, it's been a blessing. You know, I've always loved barbering, and then I fell into something that I was a natural at also, which was, you know, working in recovery centers. And I kind of, you know, worked my way up. And you know, that's when I seen the need, like, you know, people coming in, you know, they feel like they're at ground zero. And I know what it's like. So, you know, I was like, yo, let me give you some cuts. Let me hook you guys up. Let me get you guys looking fresh. And I started cutting them. And then next thing you know, like, I got the company. They're buying clippers. You know, I'm coming in on my day off, you know, and I'm having that talk with them. Like, you know, like the one-on-ones, the deep in depth, like, you know, what's your next goal? What's your next move? And, you know, and kind of help, you know, try to, you know, give them that inspiration, because it wasn't long ago that I was in that chair talking to someone else. And, you know, I felt, you know, when the time was right, you know, I was like, yo, oh, I need you, you know, let's, you know, we got these other different facilities, and, you know, he's like been like my big brother. So, you know, he came cutting, came to save the day. And now we tag team, like, you know, we're over here chit chatting with them. And you know, it's amazing, because that's where it all sparked. Was like, man, we just think we could, you know, and then here we are.
Wow. I mean, I think that is a great story about taking your pain and turning your pain into your passion, you know, because a lot of times people don't realize that the hardships and the things that we go through that create the testimonies for our lives are also the roadmap to where, you know, you might be going in the future.
Correct.
And so using that as the energy you need to fuel, you know, what your drive is commendable, is to be commended. Mm-hmm. So I say to you, thank you for being willing to be so transparent about your own experience, and then to be humble and vulnerable enough to allow someone to see you in that space and to grow and to know that if where I am is once where he was, and look at him now, mm-hmm. you know, it's a sense of there's hope for me.
Yep.
So I think that's
thank you.
That's you're welcome. That is beautiful. That's great. It's a beautiful thing. The other space, foster care, then I take it is your baby, so to speak, Osiris, mm-hmm. something you want to give birth to. What's going on with that?
Well, similar to what you just said, something from the past, you know, I wasn't in foster care, but I've had friends. But growing up, less fortunate, you know, I remember I used to always daydream, wow, what if I had a rich family member who would come and rescue me from, you know what I mean? Like just from the hardships that I see was going on around the neighborhood. So, you know, I mean, we all know what a haircut could do to an adult. Just imagine what it can do to a child who feels less valued. You know, a complete stranger is offering that. I mean, it's like circling back and becoming that hero that I was wishing that someone would come and be. You know what I mean? So, you know, I remember when my father was a counselor, and he would bring his children, you know, foster kids to the house, and we played with them. I grew up playing with a lot of foster kids that come by the house. And, you know, the fact that some of these kids have parents who pretty much turn their back on them. I mean, can you imagine your own parents?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I want to target foster kids to let them know, don't give up. And, you know, there's a stranger out here that cares for you. And, you know, I think it's a good reward as far as, you know, what else can replace a smile from a child who looks up to a stranger? You know, that's the moment I'm going for, right there. I know that feeling.
So. I think that is very worthy, and it reminds me of something that was once said: you never know who's watching you. Mm-hmm. So at all times, no matter where you are, you might be serving as a role model for someone, especially for children. I mean, mm-hmm. it could be getting out of your car, going into the grocery store. So imagine taking the time to come to where they are displaced, even, mm-hmm. and say, here's something that I want to give you that, while it may seem small, it's huge when you talk about self-esteem, because people see us, right? And there's only one time to make a first impression. So if I can help you improve your outward, it helps you with what's going on inside as well, mm-hmm. you know? So I just think that it's really cool that you guys have these additional layers within the space of doing the haircuts. And I know we've talked about it, and I'm sure there's all this exponential growth that will happen as you continue to do this. So the event that's coming up on March 24th, starting at 12 at In the Game Barbershop over on Craig and MLK, where it turns into Camino al Norte. It's going to have a variety of things going on that day. We're talking about some DJs, some raffle prizes, some sports, I think, stuff. Just some things that are age appropriate. Speaking of age, while we're on that subject, is there a age range for the kids who would be eligible for getting the free haircuts?
Yeah, we were thinking at least around 15 and under.
Okay, so teenagers, 15 and under. Mm-hmm. So to those of you out there listening, if you know a young person who's 15 years old, maybe in a space or younger, and they need a haircut, this is the moment for them. This is the opportunity. They can get to the barbershop on March 24th, which is a Sunday. The barbers will be there from noon until 4 p.m. It should be a fun event. There'll be some raffles for kids and some raffles for parents is what I believe is being planned. And just a good time. And also some information will be out. Like you said, this is your first one. This is the first one mm-hmm. that's going to take place. And so as the events continue to happen, is there a vision? Like this is the first time. So it's kind of being done on a smaller scale so that it's manageable and we sink our teeth in and see what we're getting our arms wrapped around. But what's the long-term vision for what a day like this includes?
The operational of this, you know, whole thing is, I want to take it nationwide. I'd like to collaborate with other barbershops across the country, and we want to show them how Las Vegas barbers, you know, give back. And I think if we get to a level to where, I mean, we can even visit, you know, our neighboring cities up north in Reno and things like that. And, you know, we collaborate, we'll make it happen, and we teach barbers how to give back. And most of us barbers want to give back. A lot of us, we already do it.
No doubt.
And I think this is a platform that we envisioned for barbers to use. You know, it's not a Tommy and I thing. This is for barbers. And more of a community-based thing. You know, the mm-hmm. community get involved and the barbers are in hands on deck.
So kind of like the Ark, though. I mean, when I saw the name, it made me think, of course, of Noah's Ark, mm-hmm. And welcoming everyone on to the Ark, you know, in the situation where God was going to flood the earth, and so he had to get two of each animal, that sort of thing, to continue the generations forward. But it made me think, not one left behind, because he got one of, you know, there was each type, each thing, mm-hmm. each person, each species was there. So I think that is what is so cool about it, is this continued give back, this continued reach, and it can be exponential. So are you guys looking at something? Is this something that you will do maybe monthly or quarterly, just as needed, as often as you can get it organized with community partners? Because there may be some barbers out there listening right now who have a shop who say, oh, you know what, that's a cool project. I think I want to get on board and work with Tommy and Osiris to do this.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, this is our first formal one. And, you know, permitting, we're going to start trying to knock them out. And to all the barbers that are listening, you know.
How do they find you? We'll just start to drop that in, and then we'll work it in.
We have a
later
platform. We'll drop that. You want to come volunteer for the community and make a difference, you know, to the kids out there that, you know, want to get cuts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the mentorship that comes with it, too. And, you know, because when you're sitting in someone's seat for 30 minutes and, you know, and you see them once a week over
it
years.
It builds a relationship.
Yeah,
you
become like family.
I think everyone
sometimes
who comes to their barber, or in my case as a woman, even to their, you know, their stylist, mm-hmm. you know, it's a relationship. Like, I've had the same hairdresser for 25 years. And, you know, she's like a sister to me. Yeah. And I worry about whatever's going on mm-hmm. with her and her family and her life. And I'm always concerned, you know, and there's a relationship of understanding. And at the same time, she's like a mentor, like a voice, a really sincere and genuine place where I can have a conversation and
for
get,
sure.
you know, an honest perspective mm-hmm. that I might not be considering, but truly an honest perspective. And it's always rooted in, you know, in God and like just what's good. So I understand what you're saying about that space that is built. And so hopefully we can get into a space where kids get that sense of understanding of what the barbershop gives. And, you know, historically barbershops were where people kind of gathered and they talked about community issues and perspectives on community issues and engaged around all these things and supported and uplifted one another and just had different dialogue. So out of that, any opportunities where there'll be like a speaker series or just some events that have like this additional component to, you know, you're cutting hair, but like there's a conversation.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, is that getting mixed in?
One of our directors, I'm not sure if he's comfortable with me saying his name yet. He's a very good speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like all of us, we lived our past that made us become better people. And, you know, we had talks of having a podcast or just like a speech or you know, where people gather and he talks to them about their experiences and he can give advices and things like that. So, you know, we want to use it also for those opportunities because a lot of times, you know, with our backgrounds, a lot of people give up on hope as far as, you know, I'm in recovery. I'm a next felon. I don't have a job. I can't find a job. I can't do this. And that's wrong, you know. And I'm here to say, you know, I have that background also. And it was plenty of times that the door's been shut, but I stayed persistent. And I like to say, you know, I like to show people that don't give up, you know, because you're going to be successful regardless, but it takes persistence and patience, you know. So a lot of things we'd like to throw under the umbrella of just cutting hair, you know, because some of these people are clients who become friends, and some of them are business owners who are looking for people to work, or their managers at these places, and, you know, we may be able to refer you to them.
Barbers always have a lot of resources because we meet so many different people, you know.
That's how we met. Yeah, I mean, exactly. You know, really. I mean, look at this. It's a completely new relationship. Right. And I mean, I'm allowing you guys to do the majority of the talking, but I am too part of this pilot experience. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm excited about it. And then I'm excited about, you know, project 2, 3, and 4 that are really already on the table that we're talking about. Right. And as soon as we get through March 24th, we're going to start talking about, you know, what's next and how does the next one look.
The beauty project. I told you about that.
You did mention the beauty project.
We're just not talking about barbers. We have our colleagues who are cosmetologists, beauticians who like to give back.
I have a whole, don't get me overexcited. I have like a whole idea in my head. I just called a lady the other day and said, as a matter of fact, hey, will you help me do a Mother's Day, you know, give back project?
That's beautiful, right there.
You know, not on Mother's Day, but somewhere in that space so that, women do get some pampering when they normally wouldn't get
for
it, you know, when life is heavy
like
and it's
that.
Rough and you're dealing with the kids and family or just whatever work, you know, the demands. And it's just, it's tough out here these days, right? Things are super expensive.
Yeah. Right.
You know, what you could afford and where you put your money stretched to, it doesn't. And so sometimes one of the things you do when you're a mom or you're a woman is you sacrifice self-care. You know, we do way too much, I think, and across the board, you know, people sacrifice self-care. And at the same time, it's the one thing that can help you push a reset button when you can't push an elaborate reset button. But to get your hair done or get your nails done or get a haircut and just clean up, you know, what that look is looking like, that's pushing the reset button.
Right.
If someone gifts you the opportunity to push it,
why not?
You know?
Yeah.
That's really...
That's where we come in. I mean, we're all about the self-care. We know people are amazing, but we want to help them feel that way, you know? And sometimes life takes its, you know, the days... There's never enough time in the day to get your hair done or...
You know, I just like that you said we know people are amazing. We just want to help them feel...
They truly are.
Amazing.
Yeah. They truly are.
That is a really simple, but really... powerful and beautiful thing to say that does not have to apply to anyone because they've done anything grand, but just because, just for being who you are.
Right.
You know, people really are amazing.
Yeah.
We just want to remind them that they are amazing or there's something amazing about them. That is really cool. That is cool. Well, I'm excited about it. How do people find you? Because, I mean, I know you guys, because it's not just, Osiris has this skill set up under his sleeve that I didn't know about, that I discovered the other day. And he's also a tattoo artist.
Yeah, he sure is.
So you guys are like not jacks of all trades, but you wear many hats.
We do. As barbers, we are. And
versatile.
You know, I'm an artist by nature, and I figured one day, that, hey, I might as well get a tattoo license and I'm an apprentice. And I started focusing more on permanent makeup.
So wait a minute. So you have something for the ladies, too?
Well, yeah, the eyebrows and the...
I've already know what it is. I'm just like, wow.
Yeah,
I didn't see the curveball. I did not see the curveball coming. It's too early in the morning for a curveball like that, Osiris. Wait, let me open my eyes
in the barber
a little
shop.
Wider. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
wow.
So, I mean, you know... drawing was nature.
I've known you for like a month, and I had no idea you do permanent makeup.
Because we was talking about barbershop. I didn't want to be like those people. I do all that, but I'm actually licensed for that also.
Wow. So, do you have a lot of female customers?
No. You know,
because
the moms that know.
Like because
I don't
talk about it like you should? Because you don't talk about it as much as you probably should?
So it'll be just a small circle of women who knows me. And, you know, my buddy here, Tommy himself, is one of my clients.
I'm a proud client from SMP Inc.
So, it's micropigmentation. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure people know how to get in touch because we've talked about this great event that's coming up. We have not set up where you can find people.
Okay. Our Instagram page is @_barbersart. That is BARBERSARK @_barbersart, lowercase letters. Facebook is also available, Barbers Arc. We're still working on the rest of our social media sites. We have our website up and running. It's barbersarc.org.
Okay.
So we have, you know, our contact information, our address.
And it's a nonprofit, right?
Yes.
So anyone who wants to make donations can also benefit from tax, you know, the tax write-off benefit.
Of course.
Okay. I just want to make sure people know that if they have a desire to give, to support, they can do so. And it will be financially beneficial to them while they are giving back to the community. I believe the event's going to be a first come, first serve, possibly first come, first serve on who gets haircut. But there'll be a lot of stuff out there, folks, for you to do. You can enjoy the music, like I said, where there's going to be raffles for adults and for kids, because there's going to be some vendors and some resources out there. We want to make sure you have an opportunity to take advantage of all of it. Haircuts, we think, take about 30 minutes. And so, you know, while your child is getting a haircut, you can also get information. There'll be some programs that would benefit the children and families as a whole. We're just excited for everyone who's partnering on the event. I'm excited to be a part of it and to get to know you better as you bring this to the community and we work together to expand it in every way that we possibly can.
Yes, ma'am.
So, our clock is ticking. It's like right as I was about to dig wool into this permanent makeup and tattooing and yeah, seeing what all Tommy has gotten tattooed. But I want to say thank you for getting up to hang out with me this morning here on The Scoop. I appreciate having both of you, Cyrus and Tommy, in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. This is
thank you.
Great experience.
A week from now, everybody, we're talking about Barbers Arc Community Cuts, Not One Left Behind, March 24th. In the Game Barbershop, 1306 West Craig Road.
Yes, ma'am.
Have an awesome week. Social media, one more time, hit those handles.
@_barbersart on Instagram and Facebook is Barbers Arc.
There you go. Thank you once again. Have a great week.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
I want to thank you for tuning into The Scoop with me, Tanya Flanagan, and I want to invite you to get social with me. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. My name is my handle, TANYAFLANAGAN. You can also find me on Instagram at Tanya Almond Eyes Flanagan. And if you have a thought, an opinion, or a suggestion, don't hesitate to shoot me an email to tanya.flanagan@unlv.edu. Thanks again for joining in. Stay safe and have a great week.